The Lord did a funny thing on Sunday when our sister Peggy said, Pastor Kim's going to be away, and she had a nudge for me to bring the word on Tuesday night. And I'm like, oh, okay, hallelujah. And it's like immediately searching. And the thing that the Lord has been dealing with me a lot with lately is stubbornness and rebellion. Now, for those that were here on Sunday, before communion, Pastor Kim spoke on stubbornness and rebellion. Hallelujah. So I think that was kind of a real confirmation. But I had a total epiphany, that real light bulb over the head moment, on Friday afternoon. I was at a wedding at a Catholic church, which I was raised Catholic. And because of going through these things with rebellion and stubbornness, and I was always trying to say, okay, Lord, I'm tenacious. That makes it sound positive, but hallelujah, it's still being stubborn. And I was sitting at the back of the church because I did the wedding flowers, and it was a family wedding, but I had all this stuff with me, so I stayed at the back of the church instead of going up near the altar where all of our family members were. And I literally started to daydream during the ceremony. And I'm looking around. This is a church that was built, I think, in like 1820, something like that. Really beautiful church in Windsor, Connecticut. And I'm hearing the priest who was whipping through this ceremony and the mass. I mean, generally when you go to a Catholic wedding, it's like an hour and a half, because they really can drag out the mass part and the ceremony is, but he was whipping through everything. And I'm trying to listen to the words, and everything was so quick. When they came with the two readings, everything, it's like the word of God. It was like, boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, Lord, nobody's hearing. Nobody's hearing these words. They're not hearing the vows. I mean, these people, I mean, they're older. They were 29 and 35 getting married. And they actually had some really beautiful vows they were saying. And they had chosen some nice music. But everything was so fast. And I'm like, Lord. You know, and then there were the whole, you know, the prayers. And it's like, let's get through these, you know. And hear us, O Lord. And everything was so fast. And literally, I'm looking at one of the incredible stained glass windows from the 1800s here. And I'm looking at it. And it was Jesus teaching the people when he was 12 years old in the temple. Just kind of staring at it, and like this light bulb, boom! And it's like, oh, that's where my stubbornness and rebellion comes from, because I just didn't like being told I had to say this prayer then, and I had to listen to this reading, and like, you know, it's like you're not supposed to understand. And then the Lord brought me back to a couple of weeks ago, I rented the movie Luther. I don't know if any of you have seen that movie yet. If you haven't, it is a most incredible movie about the later life of Martin Luther, like just before he wrote his theses and such, and what the Lord did to bring him to that point. And it was such a well-done movie, and they speak openly of God's grace, and all that they speak openly of it. It's a wonderfully done movie. And I said, he was so stressing, because he wanted to stay in the Catholic Church. He wanted the church to change. He wanted the people to become aware. He didn't want, you know, to form a whole new thing. He wanted it, the people to say, okay, hey, we can give them the Bible. They can read it for themselves. But no, the hierarchy said no, no, no. And that's what I was being reminded of, was this beautiful, beautiful ceremony with all these beautiful prayers that are just like, you know, repeat after me, or just say, hear us, O Lord, and you know, these things. And it's like, God, where are you really in this? And I just really pulled back. And my stubbornness was kicking in. And I was extremely physically tired because it was a big undertaking, these wedding flowers and such. It was quite a job. But I said, Lord, I want to say the Our Father and really mean it when that time comes. And, you know, then they do the peace, you greet people, kind of their little, you know, where you kind of shake hands and stuff right after that. And so, and it was like, you know, everything's like, dum, 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 dum. And I said, Lord, oh, and I'm just saying, Lord, no, I want you. I want the stubbornness to be the right kind of stubbornness, not saying I want it the way I want it, but I want it to be stubbornness for you and the way you want it. And so, hallelujah, this morning, because I just, my time has not really been my own very much of late between this, doing all this wedding work and my regular job. But I sat down, whoops, and started looking up all these scriptures on obedience and rebellion. And I know we know the classic things like rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and that always scares the heck out of me because it's like that's one thing I don't want to be a part of is Christian witchcraft in essence, when you're doing it supposedly for the right reasons. But Webster's Dictionary refers to rebellion as resisting management. And I was like, resisting management. Okay, that sounds about right. But I checked in the lexicons, the Greek and the Hebrew, and it has to do with defection, turning aside, withdrawal, and finally transgression. So it just kind of takes you through these steps, because when we're rebellious, it's really showing that our trust isn't in the Lord. And that's why submission to Him, submission, obedience is better than sacrifice. But what I have found was that Jesus' greatest sacrifice was His submission. So I know that in the scripture it tells us that we should obey and not be rebellious, and we're not to sacrifice in the sense of like to idols and such, but we are to sacrifice ourselves and our wants and desires to His. So we're not to resist His management. Praise God. And I was looking about some non-rebellious actions, and I found that non-rebellious actions are totally motivational. What are your motives? And I found today in traffic, somebody cut me off, praise God, and not too much further down the road, somebody was backing out, and it's like they didn't look. And I'm like, Lord, and it's just like God was just, you know, they have that, you know, I want to just jump in there and be that mad little person, you know, saying, what are they doing? And, you know, well, my husband, he really goes off when somebody is a stupid driver. But what God was really showing me today was, how are you going to react? What is that reaction that you're going to have? Are you going to be submissive to me? And are you going to be having the Jesus reaction? Or are you going to be having your reaction? Because, yeah, you've cut people off. And, yeah, you've backed out without looking. And you've done this, and you've done, and so I kept on getting this little list in my head of you've done this, and you've done that, and you've been stubborn, and you see people, you know, being, going in the grocery, the express checkout with a basket full when they're not even, when they haven't been called over by the cashier, you know, and things, all these little things that it's like, okay, I see. So I'm, as I was reading Wade Taylor, founder of Pinecrest Bible College, had a little article that I was reading, and he said, when you squeeze grapes, you get grape juice. But when God squeezes you, what do you get? And we're supposed to get Jesus, not this little kid kind of, I see it like as a little kid stomping their feet, you know. You know, it's like, no, I want to do it my way. I want to get angry when somebody cuts me off in traffic. You know, I want to do this, but no, I want to just forgive them in reality, in God's reality, I want to forgive them, and that's to become my reality. So I want to just be submissive to him so that God can be magnified in me. And hallelujah. And that's another little aspect of the submission is the forgiveness. And I know that these are all like major things that there's, you can talk forever on each one, of which I can't and won't, but that's all part of this whole submission thing, is because Jesus forgave, and that's one of the things that we are to do as well, and we're to forgive ourselves as well, and that's what giving mercy and grace is all about as well, not just giving it away to others, which is so important, but it's also giving grace and mercy to ourselves, is something our pastor always says. You know, it's like, who is the first person that you give grace and mercy to? Yourself. Hallelujah. But anyway, I don't have really a whole lot more to say, because, I mean, like I said, I was searching and searching, you know, all these scriptures this morning, and I just said there were just these few little things that, you know, God just little things in those, like the word obey in the lexicon refers to hearing, to listening to, and it even, one of the translations, one of the Old Testament translations of obey means bodyguard. I was like, oh, that's really very interesting. And in the Greek, it means to be submissive. And so it seems to me the Hebrew has a whole lot more meanings to the word obey and obedience. And another one is cleansing or purging. I guess that when the Lord kind of shows me all these different, I like to search out meanings of things. That's just one of the ways that the Lord has me. I don't know if that's my, what's the word I'm looking for? That has a desire in my heart to have the educational aspect of it. I don't know, but I know he's all this motive, the motives, to get back to that word, it should be the motive for our obedience, the motive for our submissiveness, is just to get closer to him and to trust him more with our everyday lives, with our every desire in our heart, to just trust him. Things can be so nutsy out there. I mean, every day on the news you hear pain at the pump, and the housing market and this, that, and the other. That's just everything, you know, and all the garbage with the election. And you just want to say, Lord, you're the one who's in charge of this. If we as the body of Christ can just gather ourselves together and pray instead of getting sucked into all this extraneous stuff, then things will start to fall together. And there's just so many people that need prayer out there. And that's our job. That's our job first and foremost, is to trust Him with them, but to lift them up for Him. Because He wants to do all this for us. He really does. And He's the only one that can do it, because I sure can't. And I know that there are some awesome things going on in Florida and other places in the world. I was reading about an incredible revival that's starting. Excuse me, I'm not even going to use the word revival right now in this, because I think the correct word that they're using in Lakeland is outpouring, and I really do believe that's a correct word, because it's not just for salvation that is happening down there. The Lord is pouring out His Spirit for healings and deliverances, and that's it's going on in England. Of all places, it's going on in England too. And I just, you know, say, Lord, there's all these pockets of the country where it's starting. And I think that as His people just keep yielding more to Him, becoming more submissive to Him, obeying Him more, to seek to do these things, that it flings open wide those heavenly gates. As we were singing earlier, hallelujah. And I just want to thank the Lord for doing that in my life. I mean, heck, my hands have been hurting me so bad lately, because the work I do, I'm always working with my hands. I'm especially lately with the wedding, I was making pubos, and I had to make 20 pubos and corsages and boutonnieres and wiring flowers and holding together and wrapping the bouquets and doing like all little minutia work. And then I go to work at my regular job, and we have wedding work there and corsages and boutonnieres for proms. And my hands get so stiff after a while. And I had to do 16 pubos and a whole bunch of corsages and boutonnieres for a prom for today. And I did that yesterday. And I'm like, Lord, I know that the spirit of arthritis is the spirit of unforgiveness. And so I'm just like lifting up my hands saying, Lord, you know, I don't want to be an unforgiving person. I just want to just like give it up to you, and whatever, that if there's any unforgiveness in me. And I'm saying, Lord, I'm not just doing this because my hands hurt. And He really blessed me in saying, you've been using your hands a lot, you know. And you're not 16 anymore. You know? They're going to hurt. But how long are they going to hurt? That's the question. I think, you know, if I hold on to any of that garbage inside of me, then that's when the Spirit takes over. And the healing, His healing, is just not able to flow. So I said, Lord, I've got to get up and talk to people tonight. I said, and the enemy just started attacking my body. And I'm just like, thank you, Lord. I'm going to make it through. I've got more things to wire up tomorrow. Hallelujah. But my hands are going to be clear and free of any pain. And those, I don't know if you've ever seen an x-ray where there's arthritis. My doctor was quick to show me that I have like tons of arthritis in my feet and, you know, and in my knees. And it's like, thank you, Lord. And they're like little white lines. It looks like somebody took a you know, one of those little whiteout pens, and just kind of like went kink, 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 and that's what it looks like all over your muscles. And it's like, no, Lord, let me just, you know, get on my face before you, whether it's physically or just in the spirit, and just seek to obey you, what you want from me. And I just want to be clean before you, God, and not hold any rebellion in my heart. And that's why one of the, you know, there's things that the Lord has been dealing with me, especially about rebellion with authority, which I don't know if that has anything to do with growing up in the coming of age in the 70s, but I just want to thank the Lord that I got that epiphany on Friday night, that it's like, well, okay, I can see where a lot of this is coming from, and I can choose to lay it down and say, okay, they're going to tell me what to do, that's one thing. You're going to tell me what to do, that's a totally other thing. And whether I'm to believe the authority that the Lord has put out there for me, or am I going to choose, what am I going to choose to do? Follow His authorities or not? So I choose to follow His authority and who He puts in authority. And hallelujah. I'm just going to say right now that if anybody would like to pray for our website, I have been getting, because I monitor the website, we have been getting an incredible amount of spam coming, well, as we've been getting for years, but people have been actually going to the prayer request page and putting, like, they're actually doing a prayer request, but then filling the request thing with junk, and I mean pornographic junk. So I click on it because it says it's a prayer request, and it's like right away, and the spam arrest thing doesn't pick up on it because it's actually coming from our website. And somebody actually today asked to have their name added to the prayer list, the mailing list, and I said, oh, thank you, Lord, for another news, because we actually last week had someone from Finland, and I was so, Finland, hallelujah. We have people from the Philippines, from England, from South Africa, from Canada, well, from Canada, not just the people we know, but there's somebody else in Canada who I don't think they're from Quebec, but and people from all over the country as well, and somebody from Finland now, hallelujah. But this other person asked to have their name added to the list, and when I sent out a mailing today, it got kicked back to me saying that this person doesn't have a Yahoo account. And then I noticed literally right after that spam came through on a prayer request thing with this person's email address. So I'm like, Lord, they really, they're really trying to junk up the web. So if any of you are led to pray for the website and pray for these people that have nothing else better to do than sit at their computer for hours sending out such garbage. And so anyway, if anybody would like to have prayer, then don't ever hesitate to come and ask one of us, and we can pray. And I just want to thank you for being here tonight. And if anybody has anything to add, praise God. If not, then we'll close it down for tonight. And I just want to thank the Lord that you have blessed me with y'all, and I want to thank Him and thank you for being here tonight, and hope to see you again soon, and that the Lord would bless you throughout your days and keep you strong and healthy in Him and all those that you hold in your heart as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.